Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies in part one with Elaine Johnston. She shared her journey into storytelling and strategy. Now in part two, we're getting practical, how you can apply her frameworks to show with confidence, clarity, and creativity in your brand and everyday life. Elaine, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have this conversation again with you.
Yes, me too. I'm ready to take a deep dive.
So Elaine, let's start with confidence. When someone's struggling to show up online or in person, what are the first steps you recommend?
So number one is just practice. Just practice, practice, practice showing up on camera. And you don't have to upload it. Nobody has to see it. But just getting in the habit of recording yourself in different settings and different styles, standing up, sitting down, wearing different, you know, outfits even. But just getting in that comfort of showing up. And then over time, the confidence will come. There's so many times where I'm doing something for the first time and it feels very scary and I don't have a lot of confidence in it. But the more you show up, the more competence you get in the subject. And so the confidence comes, but it's not going to be automatic. And so just letting that idea of that it's just going to be perfect the very first time you show up, just letting that go, because it's not going to be. And that's okay, because it's not for the majority of people.
Absolutely. Really powerful tips. And practice, right? What do we do when you want to learn how to ride a bike or play basketball or do horseback riding? All of it takes practice and all of it is required for you to get better at it. The rule or the stat that Seth Godin said, you know, 10,000 hours or maybe it was Mark... can't remember his name, but the idea behind 10,000 hours of work, right? That all is required for you to gain in excellence. When the Beatles played nonstop for 8 hours a day for I don't know how many weeks, that got them to be super, super good and in sync with each other. And that's why their music is everlasting, right? So again, practice is what you want to do. Now, Elaine, is there a quick win to start showing up with more clarity?
A quick way to start showing up with more clarity? I would really say just honing in on three things that you want to share with the world. Three, you know, core values, three little things that no matter what you do, no matter what funnel you put it through, whether it's business or podcasting style, whatever, just pick three values and start leading from there, funnel everything through that lens. Yeah. And over time, the confidence will come, the clarity will come, but just start with three values that you want to share, that no matter what industry you fall in, no matter what you were physically doing, how you were showing up, those three values are obvious and people can connect with that.
And Elaine, three is just such a powerful number, because you can remember three things. Four things, it's a little harder, but three things you can always remember. So having that three trifecta of ideas or things that you want somebody to take action on is going to help them, you know, latch on to that story. Now, talk to me about how does storytelling tie into confidence?
Storytelling ties into confidence because nobody else has your story. Nobody else has your same experiences. Yeah. They may have similar expertise, but your story is yours alone. And that is an advantage. That's an opportunity to share, again, those values and the things that you stand for, like letting that story shine through in everything that you do, because also in doing that, it inspires other people to share theirs as well. And then it circles back to the connection piece of when you share your story, somebody else shares their story, and you're like, oh wait, like I didn't know our experiences were similar. Like, how can we use that to reach an even wider community?
Absolutely, absolutely. And those stories, like you said, you know, they're yours alone. Nobody has had that same experience. And when you share them, people find themselves, they can find it relatable, and they can connect you on that level. Because if you've been in an accident, people are going to tune in because they've been in an accident. If you've had a surgery, if you've gone through anything that all human beings go through, guess what? You've got a captive audience listening for how did you get over it or how did you go through that process. Now let's move into the next segment, style meets strategy. Talk to me about what's your process for helping someone align their personal style with their brand strategy.
So one of the biggest things that I lead with is color, because there's psychology behind every color. Even there's psychology in patterns and shapes and textures, and really picking those colors that you want to align with. My favorite color is orange. So everything's orange, my laptop, my cup, my phone. It's such an energetic color, and that's how I want to show up. It's a very bright, welcoming color. It also is kind of like a cautionary color of like, oh, what's happening? What's about, you know, what's about to go down? And so it gets people's attention. And so just finding that color, or the few colors that you really align with, say it's three colors, and understanding, once you understand like the psychology of what that means, that goes into that branding and that messaging that you want to show up with. And then also pick, when it comes to your style, not only are you picking out the colors, but you're picking out words that describe that. And you don't have to, like, for me, I would say my style is creative. It can be bohemian, and it can be chic and girly. And so not every outfit has to follow every single one of those things. Sure. But whenever you are, you know, shopping your closet, or, you know, going to the mall and picking out, you know, different clothes for the season, having those colors and those words in your mind, in your frame of reference of thinking, okay, anything that I buy, anything I try on, anything that I put together needs to follow at least one of these things. And then understanding like, okay, what does that word not only mean to you, but what does that word, how do you want that messaging to show up for somebody else? So if you have that creative energy for your style, well, how do you want to show up creatively for your clients, your community, and how do you want them to show up with that creativity? And so really just picking out your colors and then picking out what those word descriptors that you want your style is a really good place to start.
A lot of the things you're saying, Elaine, is really powerful and looks like it's a lot of work. Right? It is a lot of work, and maybe that's what people, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to avoid as much work as possible.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes.
But I think it's the first time, if you do this little bit of work in the beginning and then you just practice and practice, guess what? We're just going to get better. And I love the idea behind picking those colors, starting with the colors, starting with those words, starting with those integrity things that define who you are, right? If you can't figure it out, you just need to speak, and speak, and then maybe have ChatGPT analyze who you are and how what things resonate with you, right? I think that we have so many tools available, and that's the next segment that we're going to go into. But before we do that, what's one mistake people often make when trying to elevate their presence without doing all of the work?
Not knowing what you have in your closet already. A lot of women, specifically women, have an issue of like every season it's, I need to go buy a new wardrobe. I'm a new person. I've evolved. And it's like, okay, work with what you have. Because in part one, I was talking about there was a season where, you know, I didn't really have the finances to keep buying new clothes, but I wanted to show up creatively. And so I would literally journal, okay, I have this shirt, I have these pants, how can I wear this in, you know, several different ways? And so not feeling like you constantly have to buy new clothes. I love shopping. There's just this feeling of retail therapy. Yeah. It is real, but slow down. Work with what you have starting out. And I feel like that is one of the biggest mistakes, is feeling like you constantly have to go rush out and buy new things. But when it's your closet is kind of like a puzzle. And so learning to piece things together and having fun with it. Also, I feel like that is a huge barrier of it feels hard. It, like you said, it's hard work. It's a lot of work. And it is a journey, but it's a journey of discovering who you are at your core. And so knowing who you are at your core is starting with what you have already.
Yeah. Because those clothes that you have in your closet, you had some kind of mindset when you went and purchased them. So I'm sure there's a lot of connection between who you are, between how you want to represent, you know, come out when you bought those clothes. So I'm sure there's a story in there as well. Let's move on to the next segment, practical tools and takeaways. Now, for listeners who want to take action today, they're listening to the podcast, they're hyped up, they're like, oh my God, Elaine, you've got me going. What are three practical steps that they can take today to blend strategy with their styles?
So number one, like I said, pick the colors that you want to represent and pick the descripting factors that you want for your style. And then even with just strategy and how you want to show up with your work is really blending those two things. And then really understanding what your story is and your angle and like your perspective. What is one thing? Earlier in part one, I was talking about going back to your childlike interest and really discovering, you know, peeling back the layer. You know, you had mentioned we're complex beings. Like there's so many layers. We're like onions, and really understanding like who we are at our core and then finding the things that we want to represent that. And so really finding the colors, finding those descriptive words that you want to carry that, and then really understanding your own story and pushing into that.
Man, I love that, because that's the struggle that I had to go through as well. Like when I was setting up my studio space, I remember having this red background and I was like, okay, this is beautiful, really powerful red, but I don't know if I want to show up that much. And it, you know, it takes tweaks, it takes time to find your brand, find your style and whatnot. So I love that you share, you know, find your color, find your words, find your message and what resonates with you, right? So because those three pillars are going to help you create a story, create a message that's clear, that people can resonate with and connect with you on a much deeper level. Lane, thank you so much for showing us how style and strategy go hand in hand. I really enjoyed this conversation with you. And where can people go to connect with you, learn, you know, learn more about your work and you know, maybe get some more tips and advice on style that they can use for their brand?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube and LinkedIn at Elaine Johnston and on Instagram _ Elaine Johnston. And I share weekly fashion tips. And if you ever have a question about style, like please feel free to DM me or comment on a video. And I would love to do a video about it.
Awesome. Elaine, thank you so much. You just gave a really powerful idea as well here, right? You said comment or ask a question so then you can do a video. And that's another way that we can look at stuff. What are people asking questions about that you have an expertise in? Maybe you can go and create a video on it. And there are tips that they're always shared in there. But I really love this conversation. Thank you so much for bringing so much value for our audience. And for those listening, go apply these templates, these ideas, these tips into your work. You'll see so much of who you already are and how you can show up with confidence and presence and connect with people even on a deeper level. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Keep dreaming.
All right. Keep hacking, guys, we'll have the links in the show notes. Connect with Elaine and Elaine, thanks so much again.
Your story matters. Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Your voice counts.
Guys, remember, confidence isn't about perfection. It's about alignment. And when your strategy and style work together, your message becomes magnetic. This is Junaid signing off from Hacks and Hobbies. Until next time, keep learning, keep creating, and keep hacking your passions, because the world is waiting for your message. See you in the next one.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening to our guest on this episode. Please send me an email at Junaid@hexandhobbies.com to tell me what you loved about our guest today. You could find links mentioned in this episode on the hexandhobbies.com website.